Uncle Sam Needs to Stay Out of the Genocide Business. By Paul Angel. The recent roller coaster ride on Wall Street, spurred by President Donald Trump's on-again, off-again and quite unpredictable actions on tariffs, has spooked a lot of investors. Many older Americans are especially worried that the stock market investments they are depending on to sustain them through retirement are going to evaporate in smoke, like Pacific Palisades. As I write this, Thursday, April 10th, the market had rallied by thousands of points April 9th but is now taking another nosedive. Nobody knows what tomorrow will bring, or the day after, or the day after. Investors, of course, loathe uncertainty, and Trump's back-and-forth tariff announcements have some people thinking he is just winging it, with no detailed plan in place. Jamie Dimon, head of J.P. Morgan Chase, pointed out in an interview on Fox News recently that these trade deals are extremely complicated. Agriculture deals with another nation, for instance, can average over 1,400 pages and have hundreds of individual items within the agreement that require nuanced treatments depending on the product, a nation's lack or excess of the product, etc. Manufacturing tariff deals are the same way. Every nation is different and has varying needs and, thus, these trade deals require thorough contemplation by teams of real experts. I am hoping all of this works itself out in the very near future. If the stock market has lost 75% of its value by the time this newspaper arrives in your mailbox, then you can write me a note and offer me a well-deserved scolding. Of course, all of this uncertainty scares investors, but it is not tariffs or the stock market I am most worried about right now. I am more concerned that Mr. Trump might heed the self-serving advice of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and participate in a war against Iran. If you think you've seen uncertainty in the stock market, then wait until that happens. But is it going to? Signs don't look good. On April 7, Trump met with Netanyahu in Washington, D.C. Mr. Netanyahu is the first world leader to visit the White House since Trump announced tariffs on global trading partners on April 2. But fair trade was not all they were discussing. They were also conferring on how and when to bomb the living daylights out of the sovereign nation of Iran. Now we find out that, according to the Pentagon, six B-2 Spirit aircraft have been sent to Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean in the largest single deployment of stealth bombers in U.S. history. The long-range bomb airs are typically used because they can evade air defenses and carry the largest bunker-busting weapons the U.S. military has in its arsenal. According to the website of Jane's Defense Weekly, the famed military and security news and analysis organization, America's bunker busters, particularly the GBU-57 Massive Ordnance Penetrator MOP, are highly effective at penetrating deeply buried, hardened targets, capable of breaching up to 200 feet of reinforced concrete or soil. The GBU-57A-B MOP is a precision-guided, 30,000 pounds bomb that can be fitted with a nuclear warhead, as well. There can be no doubt, as AFP goes to press, sending these planes all the way from Missouri to a speck of land in the Indian Ocean is a message for Iran. In the past, Trump hasn't been shy in threatening Iran, saying that, if the Persian nation doesn't end its nuclear program, even its legal pursuit of nuclear power, Iranians will experience bombing the likes of which they haven't seen. Hell will rain down on the country. I am not the only one anxious about this possibility. Popular newsman Tucker Carlson has also weighed in on the topic on X. Whatever you think of tariffs, it's clear that now is the worst possible time for the United States to participate in a military strike on Iran. We can't afford it. Thousands of Americans would die. We'd lose the war that follows. Nothing would be more destructive to our country. And, yet, we're closer than ever, thanks to unrelenting pressure from the neocons and Netanyahu. This is suicidal. Anyone advocating for conflict with Iran is not an ally of the United States, but an enemy. And, according to anti-war former Representative Dennis Kucinich, Democrat Ohio, the lies of the Iraq War cost U.S. taxpayers at least $3 trillion. $3 trillion hard-earned tax dollars of the American people were spent to pay for the destruction of the people of Iraq while Americans struggled to pay bills. Now, the Trump administration, after a series of heady airstrikes against Yemen, is at this moment being besieged by Netanyahu and his associates to prepare for a consequence-free nuclear strike against Iran, completing the trifecta of Netanyahu's long-standing dream. It is not in America's interest to go to war with Iran, a nation of 90 million people, a technologically advanced society, with nearly a million-person army. In the end, Iran will never crush Donald Trump. The U.S. will crush itself trying to wipe out Iran. I think you would agree, Uncle Sam must not get back into the genocide business. This is not what America Firsters voted for. How does $10 a gallon gas sound should the Persian Gulf be shut down? And what about more dead U.S. servicemen? Would not a billion Muslims across the globe be thirsting for revenge? Of course, and rightfully so. Protests in the U.S. could dwarf the pro-Palestinian ones being held now. It's a recipe for disaster, and a midterm Democrat sweep. Contact your representative and senators and tell them unequivocally that you do not support mass murder and economic devastation for the sake of Israel, because that is the nation for whom this war would be fought. Paul Angel is AFP's managing editor.